Hello.
Welcome to New Consultant Recording Number 3, Submitting a Weekly Accomplishment Sheet. Weekly accomplishment sheets are very important. It's kind of a mouthful, so we like to just call them the WAS sheet. WAS standing for Weekly Accomplishment Sheet, so I know it's a little redundant, but we call it the WAS sheet. And why should you be turning in a WAS sheet weekly to your sales director? Well, number one, for tax reporting purposes, so that you don't get behind and have to spend 5 or 6 days trying to wade through everything that you sold, gave away, all of that in your business. If you'll just keep on top of it each week and get that all submitted on a Sunday night or a Monday morning to me, then you'll also be keeping track for tax purposes. But probably the most important reason is for prizes and recognition at unit meeting. I know, I've got to sort out my priorities, right? But I wanted to encourage you to do something that would be good for your business, and so I give you prizes for doing what you should be doing. When you submit a weekly accomplishment sheet to me by noon on Monday for the everything you did the week prior, and our weeks go from Sunday to Saturday at midnight. So from Sunday is the first day of the week, and Saturday at midnight is the last day of the week. So every Sunday or Monday, if you don't want to work on a Sunday, every Sunday or Monday by noon, you can turn in everything you did the week prior to me. And when you come to unit meeting, you're going to get play money for every face that you do, every dollar you sell, every dollar you buy, for the recruits that you got, and the interviews that you did. You're going to get play money from me. You're also going to receive your very own calendar with all the money that we owe you totaled up on the top. You can come get your play money from the bank. Otherwise, I print off a few extra calendars just here and there, mostly for new consultants that haven't listened to the recording yet and don't know how to turn in their weekly accomplishment sheet. So it'll just be first come, first serve, and you may find yourself without a calendar unless you've turned this in to me. Then the queen of faces, recruits, and sales gets a prize at unit meeting and gets her picture posted on UnitNet. We have hundreds of people that come and look at our UnitNet site every day. So you get to be posted there on the web with your grand accomplishment for everybody to see. So I know you're just dying to know now, how do I submit a weekly accomplishment sheet? Okay, well, before I get into this, you are going to want to be at a computer. So if you're listening to this on the road, this might be a recording that you want to come back and listen to later. You're going to want to be at a computer, and you're going to need your sales slips if you have sold anything. Up till now. And even if I hope you're not listening to this in like your second and third week of business, but it's fine just to put it all on 1 week. The IRS doesn't really care when it happened, but they do care that you get it reported. So you're going to be better off just sticking it all into 1 week instead of sending multiple weekly accomplishment sheets, but you can also do that if you want. So grab your sales slip and you're going to go to MaryKayIntouch.com. Hopefully you've already been there by now, but it's spelled MaryKayIntouch.com. And you'll log in and follow along. You're first going to select Business Tools at the top of the page and just let your mouse hover over it. It's a drop-down menu. And you're going to go to the last item, which is Weekly Accomplishments. Then you're going to choose Enter Weekly Accomplishments. And you'll click on that. And you will see a page come up with some blank boxes there waiting for you to fill in information. The first thing that you do is look at the date. It will say week of at the top left of the form. And you need to make sure that the stuff that you're going to turn in happened within that time frame. And if not, you can click the little arrow in the box and it will let you scroll down to the week before, which is probably what you will need to do. Because unless it's still Saturday, then the week has already rolled over to the new week and you need to go into last week so that you can report what you did last week. So you will most likely need to scroll down, unless you're getting on this really early. Once you've picked the right week, Then you'll see boxes that say date, hostess, number of hours, guests, orders, bookings, and whatnot. And so that's where you'll enter all the information from what you did last week. What date did you hold the appointment or make the sale? Who was the hostess? And if there was no hostess, maybe your neighbor just came over and refilled her mascara, then you still will just put her name there. So you'll either put the hostess, or if it was, that's called a miscellaneous sale, then you will still put the person that bought from you. Put the number of hours that you spent at that party or with that person, and you can leave it blank if it was just someone that came and grabbed the product really quick. If it was a party, put the number of guests because you get paid for those in play money. Put the number of orders that you took. Did you get return bookings? If so, how many? SCS stands for skincare sets sold. So if you sold them a cleanser and a moisturizer of any kind, that is a skincare set. And then you'll write down the total sales from that party before sales tax, or from that purchase before sales tax. The type of party, there's a drop-down menu. Maybe it was just a regular party. Some people call them skincare classes, so it is the same thing, but those are synonyms. So if it was a party or maybe you were calling it a skincare class, you'll select that one. A facial means that it was just one or two people. So kind of hard to have a party with two people. But if it was three or more, then it's going to be a party or skincare class. On the go means maybe you just ran to a woman's work and did like satin hands on her really quick and she bought some product. Maybe this order came in through your personal website online, and then you would check that one. Shows, that would be maybe you had a holiday gift show where you didn't actually show product, but you just kind of displayed and showed some product. Or there are shows that are called trunk shows where people just go around and display things out of their trunk. And then the last one is PCP, which stands for Preferred Customer Program. And then it says miscellaneous. Those are just for reorders, just kind of random orders, people wanting product from you here and there. So you'll select the kind of sale that it was, and then you'll go on and put how much sales tax you collected, what the dollar value of the hostess gifts were that you gave away. If you gave away actual product, because sometimes hostess gifts are not, maybe they're Section 2 product, like the Preferred Customer Program gifts and stuff like that. If you gave away actual product, then you can put the dollar amount here of the product that you gave away. And if you made a mistake on sales tax, you always charge sales tax when you're giving somebody a discount, and you charge it on the amount before the discount. So if she was ordering $100 and you were giving her a $10 discount, you still need to charge sales tax on the $100 because you've already paid that and you need to get it back. But let's say you forgot and you didn't charge enough sales tax, you can put right here in this box what the amount was that you messed up on. So non-recovered sales tax means, oh, I should have charged her $2, but I only charged her $1. So I did not recover the other dollar, and you would put that there. And then there's a button right underneath that that says add. Really super important. This page does not automatically add things when you go to the next page, like maybe some websites you're used to. You actually must click the add button for all of the information here in these blank boxes to be added down below where the pink boxes are. So you've got to hit add to get all of that to show up. Okay, so once you've and when you hit add, it'll clear the boxes and it will add the person down below so that you can keep adding people and adding people and adding sales. When you're all finished, there are tabs just up along the top of the form, and you'll see the tab, the second to last tab across that says submit. You'll click on submit, and then you'll see my name come up, send to Sherilyn Arnold, kind of over on the left. And it already has a check mark by it that says send to her. So the last thing you need to do is just click the bar across the bottom that says submit my accomplishment. Push that and voila, you are done. You've sent me everything that you've done. Now, what if you didn't sell anything? You should still go through and list people's names, list the hostess, and the number of faces, all of that, because you will get paid for play money for at least holding an appointment. What if you didn't hold any appointments or sell anything? Then you submit a blank weekly accomplishment to me. So you bring it up, you put nothing in it, you say submit my accomplishments, because you're still going to get a calendar reserved for you at unit meeting. And that way, when you go back to do your taxes, you won't say, why don't I have anything turned in for this week? Did I forget? Do I have missing documents? You will know that you submitted it on blank on purpose because you did not do any work that week. Okay, so that is how you are accountable to me. And accountability is something that is coveted by self-employed people. It's very difficult to be self-employed when you don't have to report to anybody what you're doing and what you're not doing. So turning in your weekly accomplishment sheet shows me that you're willing to be accountable for your work or your lack of work. And then I can determine how much help from me that you'll need, because it kind of shows me what your attitude is towards your business. So hope that helped, and I hope that we see you submitting lots of hostesses' names, spaces, sales, and parties from all of your classes.